This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says it has reached an agreement to hear from a whistleblower whose complaint sparked an impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff told ABC's This Week on Sunday that he expects the whistleblower to testify under certain conditions.
Come in without a minder from the Justice Department or from the White House to tell the whistleblower what they can and cannot say. We'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. Now, we are taking all the precautions we can to make sure that we do so. We allow that testimony to go forward in a way that protects the whistleblower's identity.
The whistleblower alleges that Trump, in a July 25th phone call, sought help from the new president of Ukraine in digging up incriminating information about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Biden is one of the Democratic challengers for the 2020 presidential election. The White House has released a rough transcript of the phone call and insisted the whistleblower didn't have firsthand information to make the allegations. Trump has called the impeachment inquiry the greatest scam in the history of American politics. Tens of thousands of Russians jammed into a central Moscow square Sunday as opposition groups sought to regain momentum following a summer of demonstrations against Russia's political system. The event was the first time that anti-corruption crusader Alexei Navalny has appeared at a demonstration since he was released from jail last month. He was held for 30 days for repeatedly organizing unauthorized public gatherings. Activists demanded that authorities halt a campaign of raids and arrests targeting Navalny and his network of supporters nationwide. The trigger for the biggest wave of anti-government rallies in years was efforts by elections officials to prevent opposition candidates from running. From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Britain's Boris Johnson said on Sunday that he will not resign.